I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Pastor Andrew Brunson was released from prison and put under house arrest this week. But David Curry of Open Doors USA says it may still be too early to celebrate.
They're holding him on trumped-up charges in order to get the United States to release a political enemy of his that lives in the United States, who isn't under arrest, but they consider an enemy of the Turkish state.
David Curry reminds us this doesn't start and end with politics or with Turkey.
This is a case of an American pastor, but there are many pastors imprisoned around the world for their faith in Iran, in Turkey, and other places, and we don't know of them. So if you're a Christian, a person of faith, need to be praying for these pastors who are in prison for doing no more than practicing their faith.
And elsewhere in the Middle East, people from Syria, Iran, and Afghanistan are still fleeing to Europe. Julian Lidstone is Operation Mobilization's ambassador for OM Ministries to Muslims.
So the volume of people trying to get out of the Middle East into Europe continues to grow. Of course, Europe has made it more difficult for them.
The political and economic challenges that come with an influx of refugees should not be ignored. However, says Lidstone, those challenges should not be a reason for the church to deny help.
The church is God's agent to bring his kingdom, and we need for the church to be able to respond quickly to the need of refugees, to not be suckered in to the attitudes of the surrounding societies, but to be salt and light.
Please pray for OM's continuing work with refugees and for the church to respond like Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations, a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.